for the new year and some left of the old. It's the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of all your communications from you to us throughout the week via all the avenues, social medias, TikToks, things, people showing up at our studios, the whole thing right there. It's beautiful. You can always reach out and touch a DJ. What?
No, that's your cheek. That's Juice Newton. You can touch her.
Yeah. In the morning.
We have windows.
Mm-hmm. We always like to check. Do we have a Hank FM newsletter? It always lets us know things are going on.
Yeah.
And we don't.
All the things.
No. We have plenty of things going on.
Dang it.
I didn't see any corporate emails this week, which I was a little surprised by. Yeah.
Don't give them any ideas, okay?
Are we just doing breakaways and one-on-ones? Is that it? Do I need to circle back around?
Oh, boy.
Do I need to? All right. Let's meet up here afterwards, okay? How's the elevator doors doing?
Oh, for crying out loud. Don't even start me on that elevator. So Harry and Joshua, you know, it was really nice.
Yeah.
He chimed in with a heart emoji today.
Oh, Harry.
It says that he is always listening.
Whoa.
Just like your iPhone. Speaking of which,
well,
are you getting any weird ads?
Usually.
I don't know who's been using my computer since you were out last week.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Joe Balinski.
Joe.
It's not okay. Anthony used his computer to write this in. When y'all doing the Fort Worth Stock Show tickets? Well, a couple things. 8:30 on the way, as we said, and then we're taking them to the streets.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. It was a Michael McDonald burst that moment right there.
Wow.
No, but 2 o'clock going to 4 tomorrow. This is the Westworth Village area of Fort Worth. Crystal Springs Hideaway. You can just Google that, or you can go to 921hankfm.com. See its location. We will bring those rodeo tickets to the streets. We're going to be up North Fort Worth at the Kroger up there off Bonds Ranch on Sunday.
Very nice. April and Alito chiming in on our Facebook Live one day this week in response to J-Lo apparently befriending one Prince Harry. She says that she would be lucky to have one KBJB as a friend.
Oh.
In the meanwhile, you know, your mom works in HR. She knows all the ins and outs.
Yeah.
The tricky topic of drinking on the job. She says no alcohol for breakfast.
Mm.
But let me finish. Let me drink this.
Right. Yeah, after this one.
Priorities.
I'll start here in a minute. This comes from Claude. You called it the Fat Stock Show the other day, and I remember growing up, and that's what we called it. See? I wasn't being insensitive.
No.
What it is.
It's not big bones.
If only there were avenues of research that we could just immediately pull up information from the past. Or you could just email me and complain.
This
comes from Annie. I have family in Malvern, Arkansas, so crying out loud, next time you're there, you can just stay with them.
Oh!
You're probably the most famous person to visit since Billy Bob Thornton, who is from there. I didn't know if you knew that, said Annie.
Wow.
From Malvern, Arkansas.
Wow, you and Billy Bob, I mean, he's always in Weatherford. You go to carpool.
When's the last time you think he's been back?
Oh, I'm sure.
Did he ever look back?
Yes,
he took that train from that dark station and never looked back.
So, one of our favorites around here, daytime friends, nighttime lovers.
Oh, Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm. Amanda has opinions. She says he was not afraid to record the risque songs back in the day.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Rogers, man.
Yeah, there's more where that came from. Phil, apparently concerned about my safety.
Oh.
Yeah. He says security was lacking while you were out of town.
Whoa.
Did something happen that I'm unaware of?
I don't know.
We did have a friend that he kind of wanted to say a lot of hellos outside the studio window.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. We get those from time to time.
I did get to, I don't know that it was the manager, but I did get a call security. Thank you, Phil.
Hey, shout out to Chad, the Chad from Weatherford, who's probably listening right now. He had a blowout on his tire on his big rig this morning.
Oh, no.
But he, at the beginning of the week, if you were at the wedding, you signed not just a wedding sign-in book or something like that. It was the cutting board. He made that. And then afterwards, with it all signed and all the signatures and Sharpie and stuff, he then lacquered the heck out of the thing and gave it back to us. So that's prominently displayed. Appreciate you, the Chad.
That is fantastic. I mean, that and the proclamation, no one's ever going to forget they're married in your house.
I tell you.
No excuses.
Well, this guy is having an issue. This comes from a guy, Shane. Congrats on your wedding, but I don't know if I can take any more wedding talk. And then this comes from Debbie, who says, I would like to hear more about your wedding. I was unable to attend due to my son's wedding. Well, congratulations to you and your family. I think Debbie should get a hold of Shane, and Shane could just tell her all the details that he didn't want to know to begin with, but does. Which, by the way, a new photo gallery of wedding pictures are there on 921hankfm.com for those that are interested. I have been getting a lot. In fact, Ellen and I were talking yesterday. She's been getting a lot on her show there on the ranch. A lot of just general, so, how's it
going? Are you so in love?
And we don't know how to answer. I mean, other than just, I mean, things are going great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's like, I just tell people things are going fine. And I said, wait, you said fine?
Oh, no.
That's not good. Mm-hmm. That's not good. But I am happy to say that for two mornings straight, she says that she likes the coffee.
Oh, very
finally.
Nice.
Beforehand, it was too bitter. It was too strong. I think I've zeroed in on it for the coffee maker.
All right. So you can do coffee and laundry.
You know, if they like the coffee, they'll come back. Mm-hmm. That's science.
Elle never has a second cup at home. If you know, you know. From the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. We're discussing celebrities at the Fort Worth Star Stock Show and Rodeo. Because last year, I don't know if you've heard, but Yellowstone, Cole Hauser was making appearances, just pop up out of nowhere. Spokesperson Matt Brockman, says he is not aware of any celebrity appearances tied to the show this year. And quite frankly, we don't need any of those because all going to be milking goats and walking away.
That's right.
With the blue ribbon. Mm-hmm. Mark Phillips, I'm coming for you.
A week from tomorrow night. Speaking back to the stock show, Tyler says, well, will Hank FM buy another steer this year at the stock show? And whatever happened to Booger?
Yeah.
Dude, that was like 3 years ago, Booger, on that. And by the way, if you're 3 years with his company, by now, you've probably moved up, you know, and some other. So probably Booger's working in engineering or something.
Mm.
That's what I tell myself late at night when I cry.
Speaking of everything love, Melinda, who was at the wedding as well, she said there should be a singles page on your Facebook or website for us to post our bio.
Well.
Then someone's grandma can set me up with her grandson.
There you go.
Or just find me a sugar daddy. Okay. Yeah, she's also depressed about the salads to go going out of business.
Yeah.
So she's the person.
You know, the whole dating thing, that's right around this time. That's another radio show that does that, and we're not.
I don't know that sugar daddies are included.
That would just be a one-date update, wouldn't it? Yeah, just, all right. That is the Friday Morning Mailbag.